It's Thursday, November 27th, and with your 8 a.m. news, I am Leonard Witbien. Polling stations in Rehoboth opened at 7 a.m. yesterday for the local authority and regional council elections, but turnout remained slow, presiding officer Charmaine Kluter confirmed.
About 300. Very slow, but peaceful. No problems. But it's really disappointed. It's not what you think it should be, but the process went smoothly.
Still on yesterday's elections, while voters cast their ballots across the country, demonstrators at the SWAPO party headquarters vowed to boycott the election, citing frustrations over repeated unfulfilled promises. News on One's Envalde Mateus.
News on One team is at the Katutura Youth Complex, where thousands of homeless people reside, with hundreds of structures. While others are busy voting, they are saying they are hopeless. They have not gone to the polls. Reasons given is, number one, they are not in their constituencies. A lot of them have registered in Opuo and they could not vote here in Windhoek. And the other ones are just saying, look, they have nothing to vote for as the government is not providing any services to them.
In South Africa, KwaZulu-Natal Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs MEC Tulasizwe Buthelezi has placed provincial disaster management teams on high alert as a level 4 weather warning comes into effect today. Heavy rain, strong winds, hail and possible flooding are expected in several districts including Umgungundlovu, Ugu, Amajuba, Heri, Tuala and Etwekini. The department's Senzelwe Mzila advised residents in low-lying areas to move to higher ground and avoid crossing fast flowing water.
The inclement weather conditions could result in flooding of major roads and bridges, posing a significant threat to infrastructure and public safety. Disaster management teams will be monitoring closely a number of routes. This also includes municipal police and the RTI police.
Kenya plans to appeal a regional court decision that paused a trade agreement with the European Union. Trade Minister Lee Kinyanjui said on Wednesday to Reuters, warning that the ruling threatens $1.56 billion in annual exports. The East African Court of Justice in Tanzania suspended the deal on Monday while reviewing a case filed by an NGO challenging its legality. U.S. President Donald Trump is defending his special envoy, Steve Witkoff, after reports revealed that the president's negotiator advised Russian officials on how to communicate with Trump. It comes as Witkoff plans to fly to Russia in the coming week to discuss a revised plan with Russian officials to end the war with Ukraine, as our correspondent Mitch McCann reports.
Bloomberg's report, which the White House has not denied, shows that Steve Witkoff told a Russian official how Vladimir Putin should approach a call with President Trump, advising that he should flatter him by praising his Gaza peace plan and calling him a president of peace. Lawmakers in Washington have blasted the call, with one saying that Witkoff fully favors the Russians. Another said it's a major problem and it's why these sideshows and secret meetings need to stop. President Trump, though, isn't concerned, telling reporters he hasn't heard the call, but said he's got to sell this to Ukraine. He's got to sell Ukraine to Russia. That's what a dealmaker does. The Kremlin says the leak was intended to disrupt peace talks. Mitch McCann, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.